God bless you, Brother Melvin. It's good to be here on a hot day like it is today, but it's not as hot as it's going to be for those who choose not to be how God wants them to be. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come together with my brother and with the radio station, the Gospel for Jesus Christ. And we ask you to just give us wisdom on how to go about this and give us wisdom on what to say and how to say this so that men and women might be blessed by hearing these words. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Subject that we're going to speak from today is think about what you're going to think about before you think about it. Now, that might sound impossible to do, but let's look at it and see what it's going to say to us as we get into the five scriptures. Now, we have five scriptures that we will refer to, and this will be for your homework and for you to get the message of where we're going with the message. The first scripture is Proverbs chapter 23, verses 6 and 7. The second scripture is James chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, and then verse 13 through 17. The third scripture is James chapter 21 and verse 23. And the fourth scripture is Matthew 12, 34 through 37, which is the words Jesus spoke. And then the last scripture is Philippians 4, 7, and 8. So hopefully as you hear this morning, I'll just mention the scripture and you can take that with you. So I'm glad to be with you today for the gospel for the glory of Jesus on station KRAJ 100.9 FM here in the Antelope Valley. Thank you for having me on, Brother Melvin, and we want to talk about this a little bit. Let's go to the first scripture. First scripture is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 6 and 7. Listen what it says. Eat thou not the bread of him that has an evil eye. Watch that. Neither desire thou his dainty meats. Verse 7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And basically, brothers and sisters, what this is saying, and I got a word that the Lord gave me some time ago in many years as I began to pastor, and that is every person, with no exception, either are what they dominantly think or they will become what they dominantly think. What are you saying, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Whatever your mind sets on most is who you really become. And if you think about drinking, and if you think about, this is one of the common things that we look at as being an ugly thing, and it's not necessarily all the things ugly as we sometimes look at it as, but drinking, drugging out women, and for some women, after men, and all of that. If that's what you think, that's what you will become. I read a book on one occasion that says, I'm just trying to lay out this so that you can think about it before you think about it. And this author says that the average human being has around 3,000 different thoughts come through their mind every hour. 3,000 different thoughts. Well, now, what are you saying? Can we become all those? No. But those thoughts flow through our mind, and one of those thoughts we're going to fix our mind on. And that is what it is that that person will become. I grew up in Mississippi. Long story made short, because the time will run out on me if I spend too much time. But I want you to understand how we come up with this subject. But when I was a youngster, a child, coming up in Mississippi, we didn't have very many toys and stuff like that because mom and them didn't have the money to buy them. So I made all of my stuff. And as I began to build those toys and junk out of just junk we picked up out of the junk pile, which was not too far away from us, some kind of way or another, after many years had passed, gone into the Army, came back, had only a 10th grade education when I went in, and I came back after finishing the GED test out of career and went on to college. Guess what I became? An engineer. And guess what? That's what I've done all my life. And the church in 51 years that I was there at my church, all of the buildings that are there, one way or the other, I designed them. Because that's how I think. So ladies and gentlemen, when the Lord sets our mind, that is what you will become. And when we begin to think on him, before we think on all these other 3,000 things, we need to set our mind on some one thing that we're going to focus on. So that all this subject balled up into one, let me say it this way. Think before you speak. Don't just hop over on everything and think that it's going to all work out. You got to think about what you're going to think about before you go in trying to do it. And if you don't, you'll be in trouble. So the book teaches us in Proverbs 23 that so a man thinketh in his heart. In other words, whatever we focus on, that's what we're going to absolutely end up being. So the Lord wants us to be how he wants us to be. But he's not going to make us do anything. It's on you, brothers and sisters, to do what the Lord has asked us to do. Let me go to the second scripture, which is in the book of James. And actually, when we look at this in the book of James, you'll find something like this. In James chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, says, even so the tongue, watch how James said it, even so the tongue is a little member, And it boasts about great things. Behold, how great a matter, this little thing in our mouth called a tongue. In verse 6 it says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. All of this based on how we think. The tongue cannot think of its own. It does what it's been taught to think. Let me run real quickly to the third scripture, which is in the book of James. Look at James chapter 21 and verse 23. Look what he says there. The same James Proverbs talking to us. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 23. Whosoever keepeth his mouth, listen to this, brothers and sisters, whosoever keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from trouble. Whoever keepeth his mouth and keepeth his tongue keepeth himself out of trouble. Now let's run quickly to the fourth scripture. And that is in the book of Matthew, and our Lord and Savior spoke this one to us. Matthew chapter 12, and starting at verse 34. Listen to what Jesus said. And the O generations of viper, how can you, being evil, speak good things For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Out of the abundance of the mind, out of where, how we think and how we focus, that's what the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart, that is his mind, bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart brings forth evil things. But I say unto you, this is Jesus speaking, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by the words of your mouth shall be justification of your good or of your bad. The last scripture, let me take you to the last scripture, because we're going to run out of time. But all I want to do today is to get you to understand, brothers and sisters, that you need to think about what you're going to think about or what you're going to focus on before you focus on it. Because if you focus on evil, brothers and sisters, that's what's going to happen. Let me give you one little example that happened to me before I give you this last scripture. Now this is not what somebody told me. This is not something that I read out of book. But when I grew up on the farm in Mississippi and grew up on a plantation until I was 16 years old, and at that time my daddy and mama bought their own farm in Mississippi, and I said to myself that I am going, and I told my mama and daddy this, I'm not going to be poor. And of course my daddy and mama didn't end up poor either, because when they left here, they left a little piece of property and they left a few bucks for all five of their children to have when they left. And that is my plan for my own children. Someday I'll be leaving, and when I do, I don't plan to leave without leaving a little what we call in my day a nest egg. But let me tell you what I set my head to do. I set my whole head and my thoughts were to get rich, because I was not going to be one of those who grew up and chopping cotton and picking cotton and all that crazy stuff that the plantation owner had us doing when I grew up. So I set my heart on that. 4 years of college. All I was thinking about, as soon as I get out of here, I'm going to save myself some money and I'm going to get rich. So I told my little wife, I said, baby, when we graduated, I graduated. We both graduated right at the end of the 50s. I graduated in 59, and my wife did too. I graduated with 2 degrees in engineering. And of course, later went on to get a master's degree in environmental engineering at USC. Well, here's what I told my wife. Now, here's where my head was, folks. I said, honey, what I need you to do, we're going to have our children. And by the way, by the time I was 28, I had 5 kids by the time I get 28 years old. And then later on, my last little baby was born, Angela. But I had 5 kids at that point. I said, now all I need you to do is to take care of the kids. I'm going to make the money. I'm going to bring it home. I'm going to sit it down. We're going to put it in the bank. We're going to invest. And she finally said, all right, we'll do it. But ladies and gentlemen, I forgot that my wife was really human. And particularly forgot she was a woman. All I was doing is thinking about putting the money away. And finally she says to me, when she started working, listen, I'm not leaving this money here for some other lady to have. I want to enjoy some of these now. And the bottom line to that story was, we ended up being divorced, and all the land, all the money, all the houses, and everything I had went down the drain to the lawyers, to the courtroom, and we split up everything. Because my mind was in the wrong place. I didn't think about it before I thought about it. I didn't think about it before I focused on it. So I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, if you focus on the wrong thing and leave God out, leave your wife out, leave your husband out, leave your children out, you'll find yourself in the wrong shoe. So I'm saying to you today in this short message of saying to you, look to Jesus for your guidance. Now I'm going to read the last scripture in Philippians chapter 4. And I'm going to look at verse 7 and 8, and we'll be closing with these words. Listen what he says. Philippians 4. Verse 6, really. He said, be careful for nothing. This is Paul speaking. In other words, don't worry about all this other stuff that I just told you that I did worry about. And he says, if you don't worry about it, verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. That is, if you put your mind on the right thing. Now, if your mind is on the right thing, then your mouth is on the right thing, and then your tongue is on the right thing, then you speak on the right thing, and then God can say amen to your life. Now, look at verse 8. Here's what Paul said. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Paul has given us a way to think. And I hope that in our message to you today, that you will consider looking at what it is that you mostly think about. And if what you are thinking about is material things, brothers and sisters, it won't last. It'll be leaving you soon. Guarantee you. None of it's going to go to the gravesite with us. The best we're going to get out of that is whatever casket or grave site that somebody or whatever it is, the urn that they put you in after you've been cremated, whatever that is, none of this stuff that we have on earth is going to go with us. Only thing that's going to go and tell our story is going to be that we leave with our children or with our wife or with our husband or with those that we meet along the way. So I urge you today, think about what you're going to think about before you focus on it. Don't allow yourself to think without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to be the guide that guides us. And with these troubled times that you and I are living in today, I guarantee you we cannot get there without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He is the guy who will fix our mind. He is the guy who will give us the directions on which way to go. He is the guy who will set our minds on peace. He is the guy who will keep us, even if you don't have a penny in your pocket. How many of you know you can still be happy if you don't have a penny? You may not live like you want to, but you can still be happy. And I urge you to do that and let the Lord guide your heart. Would you let me pray with you now? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you now. And I've shared my story with my brothers and sisters on this theme today, to think about what we're going to think about before we think about it. Or in other words, think before we speak and allow you to guide us. And I pray for my brothers and sisters, if any of them have other thoughts other than living consistent with what you would have them live, I pray that you would give us guidance. I pray for my pastor. I pray for my church. And I pray for every church that is open in your name, that these churches will become churches where men and women of low degrees can come in and be comfortable in the house of God and know that there's somebody there to love them. Oh God, I ask you to give us that thought, that we will never forget how you have led us. Guide us and keep us, we pray. And I pray for even for Brother Melvin and for this show. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I'd like to invite you to come to the Livingstone Church located at 37721 North 100th Street in Sun Village, California, Little Rock, California. And our beautiful pastor there is Pastor Rodney Rivers. And I believe that if you come there, you will enjoy being there. Take time to find out what is going on at the Livingstone Cathedral of Worship. God bless you. We'll see you later.